I'm Molly Hunter.
And I'm Madeline Neal.
And we're with the Daily Iowan Ethics and Politics Initiative.
We're on our way back to Iowa City from the third annual Joni Ernst Roast and Ride.
It took place in Boone, Iowa earlier today, but things started out in Des Moines at the Big Barn Harley-Davidson, and actually things kicked off a little bit late today.
That kind of set the tone for the rest of the day. The riders were supposed to head out, I think it was around noon, but they were around 30 minutes behind schedule.
Mike Pence arrived late as well, later on in the day, and Secret Service delays were actually a large part of, I think, the travel delays that were caused with both the kickoff of the ride and coming into Boone, Iowa. Actually, the Secret Service was searching every single vehicle, and it was actually the Secret Service delay was what caused them to not kick off on time.
Yes, and also it was reported that Mike Pence lost a member of his family, which also could have resulted in some sort of delay.
Yeah.
But other than that, it went pretty smoothly.
Yeah.
I know we spoke to somebody who was very excited about Kim Reynolds.
Yes. Kim Reynolds was actually one of the last speakers to go during the Roast and Ride. Roast and Ride volunteer Mary Beth Waldman was really, really excited to see Kim Reynolds. She was pretty pumped about seeing Joni Ernst as well. She's saying that it's exciting for her to be able to see the very first woman senator from Iowa and the very first woman governor of Iowa together at the same time. She said it's been a long time coming and that she was really excited.
Another kind of star of the event was Vice President Mike Pence. He rode in on his motorcycle with Senator Joni Ernst, and he basically reinforced President Donald Trump's and his administration's
agenda.
Thank you. And kind of just reinforced the fact that the administration will build a wall and that they will continue to enforce immigration laws and legislation, and will also work on repealing the ACA.
You can check out our Twitter feeds for more live coverage of the event as it went on throughout the day.
DI Politics, Molly Hunter and Madeline Neal.
And please feel free to peruse our website for all the coverage. We should have lots of photo galleries. There should be a video. And please check out the rest of our story. Thanks. This has been Molly Hunter
and Madeline Neal.